NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Yes, with Ruben, Totems.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm alright, thank you.
So we're talking about your self-titled album. Yeah. Why did you go, going self-titled?
Well, I'm pretty bad at naming stuff, and so I was like, I've never done a self-titled album before, so just do it.
Makes things easier
that
way,
sure.
Isn't it? Well, the first track is called Opaque Worlds.
Yeah.
Which is actually, did you know, number 3 on the 95 BFM top 10?
No, what?
Get it to number 1.
Whoa,
vote,
yeah,
Totems,
vote for me.
5395.
Whoa, sweet. That's the second time that's happened kind of recently, where I drop something and then someone's like, oh yeah, it's on the top 10. I'm like, what? It was since when?
You got to keep checking.
There you go. There we go. Crazy.
What can you tell me about that track?
This was maybe one of the earlier ones I made, above King Krul and Björk. Damn. Anyway,
yeah.
it was one of the earlier ones I made, where it was kind of I guess the outro is quite long and got the ambient buzz going on, and that was kind of the whole track for a while. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll get this little footwork thing in. And then it just felt like, that's kind of the first part of the song, and then it drops real heavy. But that was the last thing I added to the song, because that little kick drum thing, I was like, oh, this could drop. This could go harder. And so it just eventually built up to this one of the nastiest breaks on the album. I can't quite remember what that's from, but I spent quite a while chopping that all up.
The nastiest.
Brrr, drums.
Oh, damn. Let's have a listen. Opaque Worlds by Totems.
Yeah.
Thank you.
opaque worlds, totems. We're just having a chat about aliens off air. And turns out Rupert knows a shitload about aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
This track is Pentanoid.
Yeah. That's okay. Aliens are real.
Very real. Anything about this track?
Just wait for the drop once
okay.
again.
Okay. Wait for the drop. Pentanoid.
True.
Join us for our next Late at Auckland Museum. Sing it, sister. Aotearoa has a wonderful heritage of strong female pop, but what have female musicians been up against in order to make it? How have they turned challenge into success? Hear from our moderator, Rose Matafeo, and panellists Lady Six, Diane Swan, BFM's own Geneva Alexander Masters, and Jessie Moss. Book now, Late at the Auckland Museum. Sing it, sister. Wednesday, November 8th. Tickets are on sale now at aucklandmuseum.com.
こちらは 95BFM オーディブルワールドです。
The Audible World, World Music Treats and Bizarro Ethnomusicological Finds with Andrew McLeod and guests.
僕は人フォリーでなめ、FM ビコントンドルなめ。
Let your ears bathe in all the splendor of the planet's aural delights. The Audible World, every Sunday night from 9 until 11 p.m.
Ascoltate il mondo udibile, Radio 95 BFM.
Tonight I'm a zombie bride. Can you be a zombie bride at your work?
As night falls at Spookers, dozens of ordinary people are transformed into an array of frightacular eldritch abominations. In this excellent local documentary, director Florian Harbicht explores the transformative and life-saving power of community.
The beauty of working at Spookers is that you can be whoever the hell you want to be.
There's a lot that happens behind the makeup.
Spookers, out now on DVD and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Before the break there, we heard Pentanoid by Totems, and you were telling me something about the drums.
Yeah, so
in that track?
The drums in the beginning, the real shreddy ones, are from like a live video of this prog band called Focus playing a song called Hocus Pocus, where it's like this, like, it's just like classic 70s prog, but with yodeling and like a flute solo.
And it's pretty intense, isn't it?
Yeah, the live version, they're all on heaps of speed and they're playing it like real fast, so it's like a bit more entertaining.
The next track is Replicated.
Yeah, I think this is the first one I made for this. I didn't even make it with this album in mind. I made this song when I was like 2 years ago, quite a while ago. I made it on Amelia, who works here's 4-track, like when we used to live together. The first time we lived together, not the second time, I had her 4-track and I recorded this song pretty much entirely on the 4-track. And it was like probably like the first ambient thing I'd made that I was actually happy with. And I was like, okay, like this is a bit of a buzz, you know. It's pretty much all made with a Casio and like 3 chorus pedals.
Damn. I feel like with this album, it does feel a bit more ambient and like
for
more
sure.
minimal.
Yeah,
than previous ones.
I think like it was like a thing of me kind of wanting to make something that was a bit less just like some tunes and more that flowed like an album, and that's why I ended up sort of holding off from putting this out for a while, because I really wanted it to like work together and for all the songs to, I don't know, have a bit more going on in them than just standard tune. There's obviously that, which is like, you know, the last song, Pentanoid for sure, but then there's songs that are like, there's like a 9-minute long song in the album, and there's some songs that don't even have a beat in them, like Replicated.
Well, let's have a listen to Replicated.
Relax.
Thank you.
that was replicated by totems. Nice, smooth, soft track.
Relaxing.
Yeah. The next track is Hen to...
I don't even know how to... I'm going to be real with you. I don't know how to pronounce it. I guess maybe like a more rounded A sound. Hen to pan, pan. I don't know. It's just like... Basically like when I'm... When I have an album, I don't like ever really have names for all of the songs. And so I just kind of like... Either random article on Wikipedia or just like look at some articles of stuff that I've already been reading about and try like rack some words from there that I think are cool or whatever. And so that's like referring to the Ouroboros, like the snake eating itself. And it means like, all is one, one is the all. Like, so like everything is just essentially the same thing. And then everything is the snake eating itself.
That is so deep. What language is that?
I think it's Latin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I uploaded this stuff to Bandcamp, and then I was like, I just had to come up with some track names real quick because we were pressing the tapes, and like, I was just like, all right, here we go. Sit down with a spliff in Wikipedia and like make a list of cool words, and then choose the coolest words out of those cool words.
Hentu pan. One of those.
Want something.
Let's have a listen.
Thank you. One pair of dress shoes, please.
Certainly, sir. Derbies or Oxfords?
I want neither a horse race nor a university's. Shoes, miss.
Brogues? Kilties?
Do I sound Irish? Scottish? Shoes, dammit!
Chucker?
I never shucker. Disgraceful.
If you appreciate the finer things in life, Pat Menzies is your place to go for men's dress shoes, whatever the style. Two stores, St Kevin's Arcade, 183 K Road, and Canterbury Arcade, 174 Queen Street, or online at patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
Shoes! Kia ora, BFM, Sam speaking.
Yeah, g'day, Dave. Hey, I want to advertise my bar on B.
Great. So tell me about it. What do you want to say?
Right. The Judy's is a fucking decent bar. Like, it's got this shit hot window. I mean, this window is... Like, I'm looking out of it now, and I can barely believe it. This window is truly the tits, yeah?
Cool. Window, got it. Anything else?
For live music, reasonable prices, no door charge, and a bloody lovely window, the Judy's, St. Kevin's Arcade.
I hear the whir. I see the flash. I'm winding tight until the snap. Hey, mister, did you see that lovely camera come by? Wink her lovely.
Sorry, can I borrow your...
This is private.
Oh, my God.
Take your passion for photography to a whole new level. Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Wake up, Auckland. Breakfast.
Hell, you, Rob. Rob Bolas is here.
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Ready for Can You Adam and Eva later on the show?
Mikey Havoc.
14 past 8 o'clock on 95 BFM. Breakfast with Mikey Havoc. You're on BFM. I'm on BFM. I'm on BFM. Woo!
Breakfast.
Was it the pussycat I just said?
Yes. Weekday mornings.
Is that your pussycat?
It is.
Demanding your attention, Rick. What's your pussycat's name?
Jamie? We call him Kitty.
Breakfast.
Morning, everybody!
Mikey Havoc Breakfast. Weekday mornings, 7 till 10 on 95 BFM. Thanks to Burger Fuel.
Woo! We've got one last track.
Yeah.
Now this one is called Het Vexken.
Vexken.
Is that German?
It's Belgian. It's like a heritage building in a small town in Belgium. Thanks, random article Wikipedia. I just like saw that title and I thought it fitted the song real well. I was just like, I don't know. It seems like some like weird evil European. I don't know. It's like some medieval, like, I don't know.
It does.
It's a dark vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I was just gonna say that. Like, definitely a dark, spooky vibe.
Yeah, it's like, this was another one I made a while ago as well. I was like just trying to I had this like sample of the like another prog band from the 70s actually, and I just like wanted to like chop this one small element out of the song, and I ended up finding more and more elements and just like kind of I just chopped up this like one small section of a song and like got maybe like five different parts out of it. So I was like, yeah, I'd really intended this to be something quite different from what it turned out to be.
What band was it? Do you remember?
Comus. Another shout out to Amelia for putting me onto that band.
Nice. Let's have a listen to Het
Vexken.
Het Vexken. There we go. Well, thanks so much for coming in,
thank
Ruben.
Thank you. Thanks for
always
having me.
A fun time.
Of course, every time.
You can download this on Totems.
Totems.bandcamp. I think it's just Totems, eh?
Yeah, totems.bandcamp.com.
Didn't have to put the 420 in because no one else is called Totems.
Yeah, you own that name. Here we go. Hit Verskin by Totems.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.